On November 6, 2020, at around 2 a.m. in the morning, King Von and his crew were involved in a brawl with Quando Rondo's crew outside of a hookah lounge in Atlanta. Things quickly escalated from fists into gunfire, and Von was unfortunately struck multiple times. He was eventually transported to a hospital in critical condition, but died later that day from his injuries. He was only 26 years old. Everyone knows the story by now. King Von was killed by Quando Rondo's close friend Lil Tim, who was deemed to be acting in self-defense after he saw Quando being attacked by King Von and his crew. This situation was a tragic story. It was all a random, unfortunate event, or so it seemed. As now, according to King Von's road manager OTF Bonnie's father, that's not what happened. Instead, he claims his son OTF Bonnie was the one who put a hit on King Von on orders given to him by Little Dirk. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about OTF Vonnie's father claiming that Little Dirk put a hit on King Von. Let's get right into it. It's been almost 5 years since the rapper King Von lost his life. Right after King Von was rising in the music industry and was set to be a star, he lost it all one dreadful night. A death that most would say he brought upon himself after inciting a fight by blindsiding an enemy. While Von was praised by fans for his reputation of living his raps, that very thing is what cost him his life in the end. As if he would have not kept it real and let things slide that night, he would likely be alive right now. That's what most people think, at least. They believe the entire incident could have been avoided. But what if that wasn't the case? What if what happened to Von wasn't coincidental, but instead an orchestrated hit planned in advance? You might be asking, what in the world am I talking about? I'm talking about King Von allegedly being backdoored by his own close friend Little Dirk. Now I know this might sound insane, but according to this OTF affiliate's father, this is exactly what took place. Now for those who don't know OTF Vonnie, he was close friends with King Von, with some even claiming that he was King Von's road manager. Some of you might recognize him from the viral Icebox video where Von goes to buy jewelry for his crew. Vonnie is in the video with Von, where he is seen arguing with the jewelry clerk on the prices he was charging Von. No.
That makes sense, don't it?
Vonnie was also one of the men who was arrested with Little Dirk last year in October. OTF Vonnie and Little Dirk were arrested and were accused by the feds of orchestrating and carrying out the hit on Quando Rondo, which resulted in the death of Quando's cousin Little Pob. Little Pob was gunned down in a drive-by ambush allegedly orchestrated by Little Dirk and carried out by OTF Vonnie and a few other guys.
Police arrested Grammy Award-winning rapper Lil Durk in Florida on federal charges that he paid for the attempted 2022 revenge killing of another rapper at a Los Angeles gas station. Investigators are saying the shooting was aimed at Quando Rondo. Rondo's cousin was killed instead. Durk is charged with conspiracy to commit murder for hire. FBI records show that Durk and five members of his Chicago-based rap collective, Only the Family, or OTF, have also been arrested. Dirk, you might remember, won a Grammy this year for Best Melodic Rap Performance for his song, All My Life.
Recently, OTF Vonnie's name has been circulating on social media as he started being accused of being the snitch who told on Little Dirk and others. Not long after this started to circulate, OTF Vonnie's father came out and made some explosive allegations of his own. OTF Vonnie's father started claiming that his son Vonnie was the person who not only set up the Quando Rondo hit that led to the death of Little Pob, but also the hit that resulted in the death of King Von. Basically claiming that what happened to King Von was a hit ordered by Little Dirk himself. OTF Vonnie's father ended up on an academic stream where he tells academics what he claims to have known happened. According to Vonnie's father, he personally went with Vonnie to pay Little Tim for the hit, claiming that he saw Vonnie hand a bag of money to Lil Tim, and then some months after this, the hit took place. He also claimed that he believed Little Dirk profited from his death in some way, hinting towards a possible life insurance policy. He even went as far as suggesting that this all could have been some sort of orchestrated sacrifice.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Remo for actually putting us in contact. Remo's like the plug for a lot of stuff. Hey, are you OTF Vonnie's father?
Yes, like, unfortunately.
What do you mean, unfortunately? You're his biological father, right?
Yeah, when you break the code, you break the code. You know, blood don't make you new family. Loyalty is what makes you family. Von's father was not my blood brother. but we were brothers, and we would die for one another. No questions asked. No questions asked. They've had 5 years to rectify this. 5 years, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. And guess what? I came out and said, I was getting high, I was doing this, I'm doing it, I'm sorry. I'm on little Tim and Quando Rondo ass. I'm gonna clean their name up, because you protect your brothers whether they right or whether they wrong. You cover your brother's faults because you don't want your sins to be exposed. But if you have been given the opportunity and time to rectify this and you ain't did it, period. That's it. Ain't nothing else to talk about. And whatever they get, whatever it is, it's what it is. I'm gonna give it all to you. Everything. I got everything, and I got all the receipts. All of them.
Are you saying this in regards to your son, though?
He knew about it, and he didn't fix it. Dirk knew about it, and he didn't fix it.
Okay.
Big Dirk and little Dirk knew about it, and they didn't fix it.
Okay, explain the situation as you know it, because I think a lot of people...
I mean, I'm going to give you this. It's a back door, and I got all the pieces. That's all I'm going to tell you. As Dirk asked Vonnie, is it open? Vonnie told him it's off the hinges.
Wait. Are you talking about the death of Vaughn? Like King Vaughn?
Listen very carefully. When the payment was made to little Tim, the next day or the same day, Dirk asked Vonnie, was it open? This is what he asked him. Was it open? Those were his exact words. Was it open? He told him it's off the hinges.
Are you?
Do you understand that?
I hear you. Are you insinuating that?
I'm not insinuating. I'm giving you facts.
But I'm asking you, are you saying that Vonnie backdoor King Von? No way. That was right.
You heard what I just said. Guess what? You need motive first, right? Yeah. I got bankers that'll testify that or will make a contract or make a statement to you and let you know that this is the amount of money he had, this is what he had, this is that another. You need motive first and foremost. I got text messages from the lawyer letting you know that who told on Von before he died. Who doesn't want their friend to tell on them after they die and to free themselves up? You've seen how Von looked at him in that courtroom. So this is what it is. I mean, this is what it is. We ain't got to go no further. Like I said, I got all the receipts. This is what it is. As I said, he asked him, was it open? He told him it's off the hinges.
So you think that...
We ain't no think. I'm willing to put my life on it because I'm speaking right now out loud to this. So I'm willing to die for this. If a person is killed for speaking the truth, he won. He won.
So you're saying period. That Dirk wanted...
Hey, well, I don't know why you keep repeating it as if you don't understand it. You don't understand what I'm saying. You understand English. I said, first we got to establish motive.
Why would Dirk want Von unalive?
Let me do this. First of all, you didn't sign your rights over. You ain't in no slave 360 deal. First of all, you can't bring nobody into the business and you they outpass they surpass you. How you bring me to the table and I pass you up? Don't nobody want their chief spot taken, do they?
That's an interesting.
Dude was a slave. He was signed the Coke Boys. He was a slave. Von was no slave.
That's interesting. I did find out that Von didn't have any contractual ties to Dirk like that, which was interesting.
Man, come on, man. He wasn't even signed to him. I'm going to give you this act. My son tricked the world. He tricked the world with Von's murder. He tricked the world. He crashed out. He just is done. Now, all of a sudden, this super-duper smart, I call him steroids. This super-duper smart will use a company credit card to buy plane tickets for hitters. And Dirk going to get it. Not on FaceTime. He say, don't put no cards in my name. He obviously got to be on a regular call. He said, don't put no stuff in my name. They laid the foundation for themselves to get picked up. They wanted to get caught. This is a part of selling your soul. Jail is a part of the sacrifice, just as well as homosexuality. This is what it is. Since when Donald Trump knows something about some NBA young boy, he ain't never been in the same room with him. How can he get a pardon? How the pardon? You think Puffy ain't gonna get one? And they'd have been in the same room together. Several events know about some NBA young boy. Come on, it's all rigged. Trump told you better than anybody. It's fake news.
If your son called you and said, Pops, they gonna let me out, but I gotta tell on Dirk. Should I do it? What would you tell him?
Talk about somebody because everything you did, my son ain't tell on Von. I mean, is that something to even ask? Is that something to even ask?
So you would tell
you got rid of blood. You got rid of family for somebody that didn't. You got rid of somebody that put you on millions. He put my son on millions and millions of dollars because of me. Wow. Not because of Dirk, but because of me. So that ain't nothing to talk about. But guess what? He won't tell on Dirk because guess what? He's a part of this. He's a part of it too.
So wait. So I'm seeing the headline says you're saying that Vonnie orchestrated the Pob thing. Do you believe that?
I mean, I don't know this. This is what the paper says. I don't know nothing about that. But this is just what it is. So it's horrible. It's horrible. 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 And guess what? What makes it so bad? I didn't ask to go. And I don't give a real thing. I didn't ask to go. I take me with you to go pay Lil Tim. I could have stayed in the motherfuckers.
Wait, you was with him?
think, yes, I was with him, but I didn't know what the transaction was for. Of course, I didn't know what the transaction was for. It's like I'm in the middle of a drug deal, but we don't get nothing back. And this is in April. We don't kill him till November.
Are you saying you were with Bonnie?
We ain't finna do no more talking act. I just gave it to you. This is what it is. I promise you this is what it is. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm with him when we pass the bag. I'm with him. And I got a text message to Lil Tim once he did a video, whenever he did his first video in September or something. I text him. I said, don't act like you like that. I was there when you was running from the police on the four-wheeler, when you got the bag from Von. Cuz is Muslim. You're not Muslim. Get stepped on. So I told him just like that, and I got the screenshot of the text message that I sent him through Instagram.
Wait. That's what you said to who?
Sent that to Lil Tim. He never responded, but guess what? He know what is true. He know what the thing is true because it's true. Same day he was running from the police on the four-wheeler in the country part of Georgia. He backed in next to a Suburban. He's in a pickup truck. They gave him the bag. Army duffel bag. How much in it? I don't know. But we ain't getting nothing back. This is April. We don't kill him till November. But guess what? My son ain't gonna think I'm gonna remember this. I'm not from Atlanta. I'm not from Georgia. This is April. How the fuck I'm going through? How the fuck? But one day, this message is gonna come out. And it's deep. It's deep. And I got receipts.
So you're telling me that your son slammed out King Von for Lil Durk? Because it's unbelievable. Somebody sent me something saying that King Von's cousin Balo actually said the same thing.
Let me give you this.
You know who Balo is?
Let me tell you this, Ak. You think I want it to be true? You think I want it to be true? Are you out of your mind? You think I want it to be true? Hell no, I don't want it to be true. It's killing me. Look at my motherfucker in the face and can't cut his head off. How? You know how much torture that is? You know how much torture it is just knowing I'm with him to go pay to hit us? How much respect you got for me? None. So guess what? Like I said in the text message, it ain't all came out yet. What better time to do something to me than when you locked up? Grandma, I'm fighting for my life. I ain't had nothing to do with nothing. You know, I know what's up for real. You know what I'm saying? Got to get rid of me. I know everything. Got to. I know everything. Everything. But guess what? Like I said, if a person is killed for the truth.
As you heard for yourself, Vonnie's father claims to have been close to King Von and Von's father, claiming that he's hurt at the fact that his son would do that to King Von, who he saw as a nephew. If you paid attention to what he said, he even alluded to all of this being scripted in some sort of sacrifice. This is something a few people have thought since the very beginning, as after Von's death, Lil Durk became a massive superstar. At a moment before Von's death, it looked like Durk had started to take a backseat to Von's career, who was becoming one of the fastest climbing rappers that year. Then tragically, Von dies and Durk's career started rising quickly. He made countless songs about getting revenge and rode this situation to the very top of the music industry. People also started pointing at the case Von and Durk were fighting together for a shooting they were accused of. Back in 2019, Durk and Von were arrested and accused of shooting a man they tried to rob at a club. It was even being reported that they were caught on camera doing the crime. Because of this, Durk and Von were facing serious charges and were looking at serious prison time. With the amount of evidence they had against these two, they appeared more than cooked. Then, while Durk and Von were awaiting their trial date, King Von gets killed, which, as messed up as it is, ended up benefiting Durk in the most convenient way possible, as all the charges that he was facing were dropped, and instead, Von was now solely blamed for the entire incident, even though there was evidence suggesting Durk was involved too. I say that was rather suspicious. This is why, since this was reported, people have been wondering if Durk could have set up King Von in order to pin it all on him and walk free. Now, with what Vonnie's father is claiming, this might be exactly what took place. Honestly, I don't know if this man is telling the truth or not, but I will say it makes absolutely no sense for him to be making any of this up. It doesn't benefit him in any way. Claiming that his own son backdoored his friend King Von isn't gonna get him any credit. Not only are people gonna call him a snitch for telling on his son, but everyone is going to hate his son for setting up King Von. He literally has nothing positive to gain from saying any of this. So honestly, who knows? He could be telling the truth. I myself wouldn't be surprised if he were. Durk was cleared from a case that would have ended not only his career, but his entire life if found guilty. It truly was convenient that Von died and then Dirk was cleared. Now, also considering the theory that Vonnie is who snitched on Little Dirk, it all starts to make more sense. What happened to King Von wasn't no brawl gone wrong. It was an orchestrated plan hit, paid by Little Dirk himself. If this is true, which it could be, this changes everything. Vaughn's blood would now be on Dirk's hands. Dirk would have set up his own artist and staged it all to make it look the way it did. I know it sounds unbelievable, but when it comes to those in the industry, you can't ever underestimate their wickedness. I want to know what you guys think below. Do you believe Vonnie's father? Do you think Dirk paid for the hit on King Von? Let me know in the comment section. Well, that's it for this one. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.